We're on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're going to start today with the Boilahu. This is four lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara raises the following suffix: Maula Hazkir Shel Chanukah BeBirkas HaMazon. Do we recite Al Anisim in benching on Chanukah? So on Chanukah he ate a meal and he's ready to bench, and the question of the Gemara is, does he recite Al Anisim in benching? The Gemara later on is going to ask where he should place it into benching. And now the Gemara analyzes the Tzadi HaSafek. Kevan Demidra Rabbanan Hu Lomad Karinon. Since the Chiyuv of Chanukah is only drabanan, therefore we're not going to mention it in Birkas HaMazon. O Dilma, or perhaps Mishum Persume Nisa Madkarinon, that this is another opportunity to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pirsum Anes, and therefore we should mention it. So if you take a look at Tosus, Dibra Maskil Iboilahu, Tosus says, the next Tosus, Maudit Lahazkir Shal Chanukah Bibirkas HaMazon, says Tosus Bipshita Bitfila Pshitale. The Gemara never vacillates about the issue of Al Anisim in Shmon Esrei. Demazkir, certainly he's required to recite Al Anisim in Tfila. And yet the Gemara has a suffix in Birkas HaMazon. So the question is, what's the difference between the two? Why is it that with regard to tefillah there was never a question, and with regard to Birkas HaMazon there was a question? That's what Tosus is bothered by. So Tosus gives an answer, and he says that Pshita, in the case of Tefillah, he certainly mentions Al Anisim in Shmon Esrei, Mishum de Tefillah Bitziburhu, Ve'ika Pirsume Nisa, Avo Bebirkas HaMazon, Shebebayis, Leka Pirsume Nisa, Kulehai. Tosa says that Pirsum Anes requires some sort of element of tzibur, what we call a kiyum tzibur, and that is applicable to tefillah, because we recite tefillah b'tzibur, but not Birkas HaMazon. That element of Pirsum Anes b'tzibur is absent in Birkas HaMazon. And therefore the Gemara thinks that perhaps we should leave out Al Anisim in Birkas HaMazon on Chanukah. Now the Poskim vacillate on the following issue. According to Tosfos, what happens if I'm not davening B'tzibur? I'm davening B'yechidus. Shall we say that in such a case there's no element of Tzibur, and therefore I should omit Al Anisim on Chanukah? If the Al Anisim on Chanukah is only because of Tefillah B'Tzibur, what about Tefillas Yochid? Or should we say it's a kind of, I don't want to use the term low plug, but maybe once they established Al Anisim in Tefillah, then they're not going to be Mechalik whether you're davening B'Tzibur or you're davening at home B'Yechidus. In all cases, they establish Al Anisim as part of the fabric, part of the Matbe of Tefillah. So that's going to be an issue in the Poskim. What would Tosus say about Al Anisim on Chanukah if you're davening B'Yechidus? Now I'd like to get back to the Gemara's Suffolk in just a few minutes, but first, let's see if we can analyze the Gemara's Machlokas here. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Omar of Schora, Omar of Huna, Eno Mazkir. So according to this opinion, in the case of benching on Hanukkah, we don't mention Al Nisim in Birkas HaMazon. However, the Gemara qualifies that in Bola Hazkir, Mazkir Bahoda, which means that he has the option of adding Al Nisim in benching. It's not a requirement according to this Shita, Rav Huna, but it's an option. Normally, we don't add anything that's not required to the Nusach of Birkas HaMazon. But here's an exception to the case where it's not considered what we call a Hefsek. It doesn't undermine the Birkas HaMazon, but it is optional. And the Gemara says that where should you be inserting Al Nisim in benching? And the answer is Behodah. Hodah is the second of the four brachos that comprise Birkas HaMazon. It opens up with Nodilcha. And this is what we call Birkas Hodah. This is the parallel to Modim in Shmon Esrei. And since Al Nisim is an expression of thanksgiving, of Hodah, thanking Hashem, as it were, for those great miracles that took place on Chanukah, therefore, it's appropriate that we insert that into Hodah, into Nodelecha. The Gemara is not so sure about it. Rav Huda bar Yehuda iklal bei Rava, when Rav Yehuda visited the house of Rava, Savar, his opinion was, Lad Kure, that Al Nisim in benching should be inserted the Bone Yerushalayim. Now, Bone Yerushalayim in benching is very unique because it's a Birchas HaTfilah, otherwise known as Bakasha. And we're asking Hashem to build Yerushalayim. And Rav Huna bar Yehuda thought that Al Nisim also has an element of Tefillah and Bakasha, in which we ask Hashem to bring about those same miracles in our time, and therefore it makes sense to integrate it into a Birchas HaTefillah, and it's appropriate for Bona Yerushalayim. Other Mefarshim say that since the miracle took place in the Beis HaMikdash, in the menorah and the Heichal, we mention in Al Nisim that miracle, although it's not spelled out explicitly, but it's implied, and therefore it is appropriate to add that into Bona Yerushalayim, which is all about the holiness of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Amalu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes disagrees with this approach of Rav Huna bar Yehuda because he says Kitfila. There should be a parallel between Al Nisim in Birkas HaMazon, if you're saying it on an optional basis, and Al Nisim in Tefillah. Just like in Tefillah, Ma Tefillah Bahudah, we integrate Al Nisim into Birkas Modim. And the reason for that is because Al Nisim is essentially a Hodah, thanking Hashem for the great miracles. Therefore, it makes sense to integrate into the Birkas Modim, the Birkas Hodah. Is Af Birkas HaMazon Bodah, that bracha which parallels Modim in Birkas HaMazon is Nodelecha, and that's the place, that's the appropriate place to add Al Nisim. Now the Gemara is going to ask about Rosh Chodesh. Yiboilu Ma'ola Haski Rosh Chodesh B'Birkas HaMazon. Meaning we came to the conclusion that in Chanukah, there's no chiyuv of Al Nisim in benching. Perhaps we should apply the same logic to Rosh Chodesh. There's no requirement of Al Nisim on Rosh Chodesh. Again, here we're going to be hard-pressed to understand the difference between Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. In the case of Tefillah, there was never a question that you recite Yalav Yovo in Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh. And yet the Gemara is not sure about Yalav Yovo in benching on Rosh Chodesh. Tosus in Chanukah had a whole analysis about Pirsum HaNes. That analysis doesn't seem to have any application to Yalav Yovo. And we should say Mimar Shach. If Yalav Yovo is an extra Azkara of Rosh Chodesh that is required in Tefillah, it should be required in Birkas HaMazon as well. And the Gemara says the following, Imtim Salom B'Chanukah D'Rabbanan Lo Tzarich. Maybe you're going to tell me that in Chanukah the reason why we don't require Al Nisim in benching is because the entire enterprise of Chanukah is only D'Rabbanan. But Rosh Chodesh Do Raisa Tzarich. Rosh Chodesh is in the Torah. In fact, the Torah has a whole parsha in Pinchas and elsewhere about Rosh Chodesh and the special Korban Musaf that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. So we see clearly that Rosh Chodesh is an enterprise that is Doraisa. The Torah recognizes Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Chanukah, which is entirely a rabbinic institution. And therefore we should say that although in Chanukah you don't require Al Nisim in benching, but in as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, you require Al Nisim, I'm sorry, Yalav Yovo in benching. O Dilma Kevan Dilo Asur Basias Melacha Lomas Kirinan. That since on Rosh Chodesh, although in the Beis Hamikdash they brought the Karban, and it was a special Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless there was never an Isur Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, though we mention Shabbos, on Shabbos we mention Ritzei and benching, we mention Yalav Yovo on a Yontif, and even on Chol HaMoed in benching, but nevertheless, Rosh Chodesh is not on that same level, because Yontif, like Shabbos, and even Chol HaMoed has an Isur Melacha. Masha Enkin, in contrast, Rosh Chodesh has no Isur Melacha. So it's not clear exactly why the Gemara thinks that the Azkara of Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yovo, depends upon the Isur Melacha. And if there's no Isur Melacha, then there's no requirement of Yalav Yovo. So what I want to share with you, we don't often get an opportunity in the Daf Yomi Shia to mention my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik, but in this case, I'd like to share with you his analysis of the issue of Al Nisim in benching on Chanukah, and perhaps it could have a spin-off on Yalav Yovo in Rosh Chodesh in benching. He says the following. The first part of his presentation is about the Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly enough, completely omits Al Nisim in Hilchas Chanukah. There's no mention of Al Nisim at all in Hilchas Chanukah. The only place you'll find Al Nisim in the Rambam is in Hilchas Tefillah. And the Rav derived from that the din of Al Nisim, according to the Rambam, is not a din in Chanukah, it's a din in Tefillah. But that's not the point I wanted to share with you. He says, Efshal Levaris Sfeikas HaGemara, he suggests his own original analysis of the Gemara's Safek here, as to whether or not the Yalav Yovo, let's go back to Al Nisim, whether Al Nisim should be inserted in benching on Chanukah. And he starts with a Machlokes HaPoskim in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Pei Ches. This is a machlokas that applies in two different scenarios, but it's the same, fundamentally the same machlokas. He started a meal on Friday, but he didn't complete his meal until Shabbos. Or the opposite. He started his meal on Shabbos, and he didn't complete his meal until Motzei Shabbos. Very common in our cases. And he's up to Birkas HaMazon. Does he recite Ritzeh? And the machlokas is the following. He has leaned basar shas ha-se'uda or basar zman de-birkas ha-mozon. What determines this din of, in this case it's Ritzeh, is it the se'uda, when he started the se'uda, Or is it the Zman, the moment that he's reciting Birkas HaMazon? So Rav Soloveitchik says, Shorash HaMachlokes, what's the root of the issue? Is Haskaras HaYom BeBirkas HaMazon, Ha'im Ze Mitzad HaSe'uda, HaSe'uda MeChayvaso BeBrocha, Odil Machiyuvo Toli Bizman HaBrocha. So is it the Se'uda that generates the Haskara? In this case, we'd say, or is it the Zman HaBracha, the moment that he's reciting Birkas HaMazon? Now, let's leave that on the back burners, and let's come back to our Gemara. He says, in the same way we can explain our Safek with regard to Askara of Chanukah in Birkas HaMazon. If we assume that what generates the Askara is the Yom, in other words, the time period in which he's reciting Birkas HaMazon, well, the Zman is Zman Chanukah. But on the other hand, if it's the Se'uda that generates the Chiyuv of Al HaNisim in this case, Harei Ein Chiyuv Se'uda Klal B'Chanukah. K'mo She'kosvu HaPoskim B'Siman Tafresh Ayin, he quotes the Poskim that there's no Chiyuv Se'uda on Chanukah. Iboy achil, iboy lo achil. He can decide whether he wants to eat or he doesn't want to eat. And he says, therefore, Chanukah, which is only drabbanon, ein hachiyuv chashuv likva es asuda b'shem seudas Chanukah. In other words, in the case of Shabbos, we said there was a tzad to say that we'll recite Ritzei because he started his meal on Shabbos, and that sets up the meal as a seudas Shabbos, and therefore it requires Ritzei. But in the case of Chanukah, you don't have that option. You can't say that you set up a Seudas Chanukah because the halacha doesn't recognize the institution, the enterprise of Seudas Chanukah. There is no Seuda on Chanukah. On the other hand, the Gemara thinks that since the day is itself the day of Chanukah, and he's reciting Birkas HaMazon on Chanukah itself, therefore perhaps he should recite Al HaNisim. If, let's say, he would start a Seuda on the last day of Chanukah, the eighth day of Chanukah, he would complete his Seuda and be Mevarech after nightfall, going into the ninth day of Chanukah, so to speak, he would certainly omit Al HaNisim, because we might have Shachar. There's no such thing as an entity called Seudas Chanukah, and on the other hand, it's not the Zman of Chanukah, it's already after Chanukah. And he says that Kahai Gavne Yesh Lefarish Esfekas HaGemar Rosh Chodesh, because on Rosh Chodesh, likewise, there's no Chiyuv Seuda. We don't have an entity called Seudas Rosh Chodesh. There is a minhag, by the way, to have a special Seuda on Rosh Chodesh, but it's not according to the strict letter of the law. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, I'll prove to you that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the status of Shabbos or Yontif, because it doesn't have an Isur Malacha, and therefore, if it's devoid of that special status, therefore there's no Seuda on Rosh Chodesh. Oh, Dilma, should we say no? Then in the case of Rosh Chodesh, since the entity of Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa, and he's reciting Birkas HaMazon on that day, so that day itself generates the Chiyuv of Yalav Yov. That's the Gemara's Safek. And he says, Lefi Zeh, he says he wants to answer Big Kasha. He says, Sarch Iyun, Amaylo Shakla Vitaria B'Gemara B'Din Shal Al HaNisim B'Purim. Why is it the Gemara vacillates about Al HaNisim on Chanukah, and it doesn't whisper a word about Al HaNisim in Purim? Is Lefi Mashin Ispire Miyushav Hetev? The Rav wants to claim that he has a beautiful answer to this question. The Shiny Purim, Kevan Shu Yom Mishtev Esimcha, he has a special chiyuv of Seudas Purim, Devadai Shem Seudas Purim Aleh, and therefore Chayv Lahazkir Al HaNisim B'Seuda. Then he has a whole discussion about Lila, where there's a special Seuda of Purim at night. Another discussion about if he eats two Seudas on Purim day itself. Again, not going into all the details, we don't have time for that now, but he says that it was Pasha to the Gemara that on Purim, since you're reciting Birkas HaMazon on Purim, and you have a Chiyuv Seuda, and there's a Shem Seudas Purim, therefore, the Gemara thought it was obvious that you recite Al HaNisim in benching on Purim. Mashen Ken Chanukah, that doesn't have any status of a special status of a Seuda, and there's no such entity halachically as a Seudas Chanukah, therefore the Gemara is not sure about Al HaNisim El Anisim in Birkas Hamazon. So Birkas Hamazon is a Suda Halacha, and the Gemara thinks maybe that doesn't apply to Chanukah. At the end of the day, the Gemara quotes two opinions. Rav Omar Mazkir, Rav says that you should recite Yalav Yovo Birkas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Chanina Omar, Eino Mazkir, you omit Yalav Yovo in Birkas Hamazon on Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara is going to have a long discussion here about the question of Rosh Chodesh insofar as it has a Korban Musaf, but on the other hand, it does not have an Iser Malacha. So where do we fit Rosh Chodesh in? And this is all based on a Brisa of Rav Oshia. And what I think I'm going to do now, with your permission, is I'm going to just give you a little bit of a summary of the Gemara that we're about to learn. And what my goal for today would be to try to begin the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. So admittedly, we're a little bit under the gun, and it means a lot to me if we can at least get a jump start on Chav Heyam and Aleph, because we have a lot of days of Shabbos and Yontif coming up, as you know, Bezer Hashem, and you know, the Daf Yomi is going to fall a little bit between the cracks a bit as we get into these holidays. So let me just see what we could do. And again, this will be a little bit atypical of our style, and you'll forgive me for that. But the Brice of Rav Oshia, and I'd ask you to look inside and follow it with your eyes, the Brice of Rav Oshia has one category which is called days that have a Korban Musaf, for example, Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shel Moed, and in all these days we require Yalav Yovo in Tefillah. And when we say Tefillah, we go through all the Tefillahs of the day and we require Yalav Yovo. Where do we place Yalav Yovo? In the Bracha of Avodah, which is called, we call it Ritzei. And the reason for that is because in Yalav Yovo we're asking again for coming up to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoda. And the Brisa Rav Oshia says that the addition of Yalav Yovo in Tefillah is absolutely critical. And therefore, if you omit Yalav Yovo, you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. The exception to that rule is going to be Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, as you know very well. However, the Brisa goes ahead and categorizes another group of days, and those are days which did not have Kiddusha Alakos. In other words, even though there's a Korban Musaf, but nevertheless there's no Kiddush. So for example, Rosh Chodesh has a Korban Musaf, but it doesn't have Kiddush. And the Brisa says explicitly that nevertheless, even though there's no Kiddush, you would add Yalav Yovo and Birkas HaMazon. So the Gemara says that this proves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Shita of Rav, who says that we do recite Yalav Yovo in benching on Rosh Chodesh. This despite the fact that there's no Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh, but since it's a day that has a special Korban Musaf, therefore we recite Yalav Yovo in the Avoda Bracha of Shmon Esrei. The balance of this Brisa addresses the issue of a Tainus, of a fast day. And we have a special Azkar of a fast day, which is called Anenu. And the Brisa The Braisa says that we should recite Anenu in Shomea Tefillah, because Anenu is completely a bakosha to accept our fast. But he says, Imlo Omar Ein Machzir Noso. Here, as opposed to the case of Yalav Yovo, if you omit Anenu, is Ein Machzir Noso. Now, what we're up to now is the Gemara's suffix about Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos Chanukah. We have one Shabbos Chanukah, maybe even two Shabbosos of Chanukah. And on those Shabbosos, we recite an extra Tfilah, as we do on every Shabbos, and that's called Tfilas Musaf. Should we mention Al-Anisim in Tfilas Musaf? And at this point, the Gemara goes into a whole analysis here on Daf Chav Dalid about an extra tefillah, which is for reason X, in this case because it's Shabbos, that has nothing to do whatsoever with the fact that it's Chanukah. And the overlap of Chanukah and Shabbos, as far as Tefillas Musaf is concerned, is totally coincidental. There's no reason why Musaf is related to Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't have a Tefillas Musaf. The Tefillas Musaf is engendered by the mitzvah of Shabbos, not by the mitzvah of Chanukah. But the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe, nevertheless, we should mention Al-Anisim in Musaf, because just like we mentioned Al-Anisim in the other three tefillos of Shabbos, tefillah itself is the place for Al-Anisim, then we're going to recite Al-Anisim in Musaf as well. And the Gemara goes ahead and compares this to another discussion about Rosh Chodesh that overlaps with Shabbos, and the question is, in the Birchas Haftorah, when you recite the Haftorah, we'll talk about Shacharis for a moment, right? After Shacharis on Shabbos, we recite Haftorah, after Kriyas HaTorah, and then we have Brachos, and the last Bracha ends with Baruch Ata Hashem HaKadosh HaShabbos. And the question is, should we mention Rosh Chodesh? Now, once again, Rosh Chodesh itself has nothing to do with the Haftorah. There is no Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. This is a total coincidence, an overlap of Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos. When I say coincidence, means there's no direct relationship between Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, and for that matter, for Haftorah. And the Gemara vacillates whether or not you should mention Baruch Ata Hashem, Kadesh Yisrael V'Rashei Chadashim V'Hashavos. And in fact, the Gemara quotes one opinion that Rosh Chodesh Shechal Lios B'Shavos, this is a few lines before the end of the Amud, is Hamafter B'Novi B'Shavos Eino Tzarech Lahazkir Sh'Rosh Chodesh Shilmolei Shavos Ein Novi V'Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, the Gemara thinks that just like we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Haftorah, the Birchas Haftorah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so too, there's no need to mention Chanukah on Musaf. Because again, in both cases, what you have is just a coincidence of an overlap of two different holidays, but that second holiday has nothing to do with your tefillah, with your bracha. And the Gemara says, no, that's not a fair comparison. Rosh Chodesh never has the entity of Haftorah. There's no, you can never have such a thing as Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. But as far as Tefillah and Al-Anisim on Chanukah, we do have a recitation of Al-Anisim in Tefillah on Chanukah. And we're going to recite on Shabbos Chanukah Al-Anisim in all other three Tefillos. Why shouldn't we take that rule of Tefillah one step further? And even in Musaf, we're going to mention Yalav Yov. So the Gemara now offers another equation. Apparently back in the day, the last Gemara on Omer Aleph here records a minug that they used to say Haftorah on Shabbos not only in the morning, but they had another Haftorah that they read Mincha time. And what happens if there's an overlap between Yontif and Shabbos? Should we mention Yontif in Birchas HaFtorah? As far as Shacharis is concerned, since Yontif, no less than Shabbos, requires its own HaFtorah, we're going to mention Yontif in the Bracha after the HaFtorah. That's as far as Shacharis is concerned. But as far as Mincha is concerned, there is no such entity as Haftorah on Yontif. The only entity of Haftorah on Mincha time is only on Shabbos. And here, if we turn to Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "V'les hilchasa kechal hanishmaitita," and the Gemara rejects the halacha, all of these different halachos of those opinions that say, "Well, it's just an overlap, and it's not really part of the this." Ella rather ki ha di omer of Yeshua ben Levi, and we're going to prove it from Yeshua ben Levi. The case is Yom Kippur, and there's an overlap now between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And the question is, you're up to an extra tefillah, which is called Ne'ilah, for Yom Kippur. And he says, Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, HaMispalel Ne'ilah Tzarech Lahazkir Shel Shabbos. We are going to recite, we are going to mention Shabbos in Tefillas Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. And why is that? Because it's Yom Sheneschai B'Arba Tefillos. In other words, every tefillah on Shabbos requires a mention of Shabbos, and Ne'ilah is not going to be any different. It's another tefillah of this day. And so too in the case of Chanukah, if Chanukah overlaps with Shabbos, when we get to Musaf of Shabbos, we're going to recite Al HaNisim. So the Gemara now accepts the following analogy, that just like on Yom Kippur, if Shabbos coincides with Yom Kippur, when you recite Ne'ilah, you mention Shabbos, even though Shabbos doesn't generate a chiyuv of Ne'ilah, but it's like another tefillah on Shabbos, and therefore that tefillah has to mention Shabbos. So too, in Chanukah, every tefillah that you daven on Chanukah, you have to mention Al HaNisim. And if on Shabbos Chanukah you add another tefillah, that's the fourth tefillah of the day, and that's Musaf, so you mention Al HaNisim. But the Gemara has a problem. And that problem has to do with what's called Bracha Main Shalom, Main Sheva, Kash Hilchasa, Ahilchasa, Amid Hilchasa, Kirabi Yoshua ben Levi. We pass like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, that if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we're going to recite Shabbos, we're going to interject Shabbos into the Tefillah of Ne'ilah. But Kashle Hilchasa Kirava, what about Rava? The Omer Rava Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos. Now, we have what's called a Bracha Main Sheva, which means that after Shmon Esrei on Myriv on Friday night, we add what we would call, we'll call it just to, so we know what we're talking about, we'll call it Chazor Sashatz. We have an abridged form of Chazor Sashatz. And what happens if it's Yontif? So it's not only Shabbos, it's also Yontif. Amar Rava, Yontif Shechalios B'Shabbos. So there's an overlap now between Shabbos and Yontif. Shliach Tzibur Ayored Lifnei Ateva Arvis. Eino Tzarech Lahazkir Shel Yontif. There is no such thing as an extra Chazor Sashatz on Yontif. And now it happens to be that Yontif falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos requires this mini Chazor Sashatz, Main Sheva, and we're not going to mention Yontif because Yontif doesn't have the institution of this Bracha Main Sheva. Shel Moli Shabbos Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis BeYontif. There would be no Shliach Tzibur to recite a Shmon Esrei, a repetition on Yontif, and therefore when we recite that repetition, we're not going to mention Yontif. So what's the deal over here? There seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, we accept the principle of Rabbi Shub and Levi, and when there's an overlap, we do mention it in Shmon Esrei. But on the other hand, here, with regard to this repetition of the Shmon Esrei on Yontif, on Shabbos, which is also Yontif, we're not going to mention Yontif. So Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, there's no comparison. Hasam bidinu dafilu b'Shabbos nami lo tzorach. The truth is that there's no need to repeat Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. It's Myriv, and we don't have repetition of Shmon Esrei of Myriv. But the Rabbanan Tiknu Mishum Sakona. The Rabbanan wanted to add an extra tefillah on Friday night because it was dangerous for people to go out into the dark alone, so they wanted to sort of extend the tefillah so that everyone would leave the shul together. And this has nothing to do with Yontif at all. At Yontif, there was never such a requirement. But here, when we're talking about Yom Kippur, Yom Hudischai Biarvet Tfilos. On Yom Kippur, we have four Tfilos and not three Tfilos. Now we're getting back to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Bamei Madlikin, and we were speaking about those oils that were excluded for Ner Shabbos, and one of them is called Alya. The Mishnah had recorded at the beginning of Perek Bamei Madlikin, V'lo be'Alya, and this is a kind of an oil that's derived from the tail of a sheep, and Nochem Amodi says that if you take this oil from the Alya and you cook it, you boil it, then it's kosher for Ner Shabbos. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes the Chachomim that say, no, whether or not you cook it or it's natural, you cannot use it for Ner Shabbos. So the Gemara asks Chachomim, Hainu Tanakama. Right, we started with the Tanakama who said that we exclude Alya. Presumably, under all circumstances, we exclude Alya. And then the Mishnah quotes Nochem Amodi, who says, no, we can accept Alya if it's mevushal, if it's boiled. And then the Chachamim say, no, whether it's boiled or it's not boiled, you're not allowed to use it for Ner Shabbos. So the Chachamim and the Tanakhama are saying the same thing. And the Gemara says, Ikebe Nayu, the Rav Bruna, Omar Rav, Lo Masayme. We had a principal called Rav Bruna, Omar Rav, and he said that if you add kosher oil to non-kosher oil, then in that concoction you're allowed to use it for Ner Shabbos. And the question is, does that apply in the case of Alya? So we're talking about Alya which is cooked, and apparently the Tanakhama says that no, Vloba Alya, we don't use Alya at all, it's completely excluded. And that complete exclusion knows no exception. Even if you add kosher oil to this mixture, it still is not usable. Nochem Amodi says that we're allowed to use Alya Mevushal after you cook it. And the Chachamim say, no, even if you cook it, we're not going to be so happy about it because we're afraid that if you use it after it's boiled, you might use it if it's not boiled. But if you add kosher oil to the mixture, then it could be kosher. And this leads us to where I wanted to really start the shiur today, in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. Now, shemen sreifa means shemen of truma that contracted tuma, and the mitzvah requires that we burn the shemen. And the Gemara is going to analyze why the Mishnah says that this shemen that has to be burnt cannot be used for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Well, actually, let me correct myself. The issue of Ner Shabbos was addressed in the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah is addressing the issue of Ner Yontif. And let's explain the difference. In the case of Ner Shabbos, we have a problem of Shemayata, that if he tips over the receptacle that's holding on to the oil, in order for the oil to roll down and burn the wicks, that would be a violation of Meleches Havara. However, on Yontif, there is no Meleches Havara. Havara is what's called a Meleches Ochel Nefesh, and therefore it's not included in the Melachos that were prohibited on Yontif. Why then does the Mishnah say, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif? Why can't I use Shemen Sreifa, which is Truma Shenitmes, and it needs Sreifa? Why can't I use that for my Ner Yontif? Ellie, what, you're going to tell me that we're afraid Shemayata, that he might come to tamper with the Ner? Well, there's no Meleches Havara on Yontif. So that's going to be the first Gemara that we're going to learn here. But first, let's finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein Madlikin B'Itron Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos. But now we're going back to Ner Shabbos. And we're talking about something called Itron. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion what Itron is. But for some reason, Itron is excluded for Shabbos use. Now there's something called zephes, which is a kind of a tar substance, and there's something called pitch, which is a derivative tar, and we're going to discuss exactly what itron is. But in any event, it's not a good oil. It doesn't really hold the flame well. Now we get back to Yontif again. Like the Mishnah sort of vacillating back and forth from Yontif to Shabbos and back to Shabbos again. Chachomim atirim b'chol hashmonim. With regard to Yontif, we can allow all the oils, even though on Shabbos we would be more concerned about these oils because they're not capable of holding the flame well, and we're afraid of Shema Yata. But on Yontif we have no problem. B'shemen shumshemin, b'shemen agozim, b'shemen snonos, b'shemen dogim, b'shem pakuos, b'itron u'beneft. So these are all categories of oil that were excluded on Shabbos, but nevertheless on Yontif they're mutter. And we can go through each one of these categories. Some of them we know, we're familiar with. Shumshemin is sesame oil. And Shemen Agozim is nut oil. And Shemen Snonos is an oil that they extract from certain vegetables, like a radish. It means from the seeds of the radish they can extract an oil. Then from fish you can extract an oil. And then we have something called Itron, which we said before, is a kind of an oil that comes from pitch, from tar, from zephes. And we have neft, which is a kind of kerosene. Then we have something called shemen pakuos. Shemen pakuos is a shemen that is also derived from some sort of a kind of kidneyos, some sort of a gourd. And from the seeds of that gourd, you can make oil. And all these oils are acceptable on Yontif, although they were excluded on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon is of the opinion, and now once again we get back to Shabbos, and he says, Ema likin el v'shemen zayis bilvad. So Gemara is going to try to analyze why Rabbi Tarfon limits the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos to shemen zayis, to olive oil. So let's begin the Gemara. My taima. Why is it that shemen sreifa, which is truma shenitmes, is disqualified on Yontif? And the Gemara says, Lefisha ain't sarfin kodshim b'yontif. Now it's interesting. Kodshim is represented, is a reference to what we call psulei hamukdashim. So you have hegdesh, and the Hegdish became possible for any number of reasons. And the halacha is that we have to burn Hegdish shenifsal. But that we're not allowed to do on Yontif. And the Gemara is going to derive this from a special pasuk, that on Yontif we don't burn kodshim tmeim. Now, on Shabbos there was no question. You can't burn it because we're not going to apply the principle of esse dochalos aser, and that's because this is not an avoda. No, it's the only time we'll apply esse dochalos and override the Shabbos in the Migdash is for the sake of an avoda of Shabbos. But this avoda is not really an avoda; it's just a din of sreifa. And not only that, it's not related to Shabbos per se. But on Yontif, where you're allowed to light a fire, why can't we use this these kodshim? Why can't we use them to light a fire? So the Gemara is going to derive this from a pasuk. Minan imili. How do we know that you're not allowed to burn kodshim shenifsalu on Shabbos? Excuse me, on Yontif. Omar Chizkia v'chein tonet v'eit. Chizkia, we have the Gemara brings a whole slew of different derivations here. The first one is Omar Kra, the Torah says, Lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. And then it says, Va nosar mimenu ad boker. So look at the pasuk, and it seems to repeat itself twice. Ad boker and ad boker. Why is that necessary? Ein tamid lomar ad boker. it's the repetition is totally superfluous. So why does the Torah repeat itself and say ad boker? So let's take, for example, in the context of that pasuk, when we're talking about the Korban Pesach, and he left part of the Korban Pesach overnight, which he didn't finish the Korban Pesach, he didn't eat it all. And what happens is that the Korban Pesach, the meat of the Korban, on that following morning becomes Nosar. And the Torah says that you burn Nosar. So theoretically, on the 15th of Nisan in the morning, I should be burning Nosar. As we said before, there's no Isar Havara on Yontif, so why shouldn't I be doing this? But yet the Torah says, Ad Boker a second time. Which means that the extra Ad Boker is coming to delay the burning of Nosar for an extra morning. In other words, instead of the 15th of Nisan, we're going to require you to wait until the 16th of Nisan, which is after Yontif. It's only Chol HaMoed, but it's after Yontif. And that's when the burning is going to take place. So why is it the Torah wants me to delay the burning of Nosar for an extra day? And the answer is, says Chizkia, to teach me that ain't sarfin kodshim b'yontif. That there's a separate Isur, and we're not allowed to burn kodshim on Yontif. Abai Omer Krabai has a different pasuk in the parsha of the Musaf Karban of Shabbos. It says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, which means that we're allowed to override the Shabbos for the sake of the Avod of the Olav Shabbos, that special Karban Olav Shabbos. Velo, but this comes to exclude Olas Chol b'Shabbos. In other words, that if, let's say, on a Friday you brought a Karban Ola, for example, we'll talk about the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, and now there's halacha that after nightfall you burn certain Evarim and Pedarim, certain parts of the Chelev are burnt on the Mizbeach, but this we're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. Normally, if it wouldn't have been Shabbos, we would burn it on that night. But on Shabbos, we don't override the Shabbos because this is an Olas Chol. This Karban Ola is not the Ola of Shabbos, it's the Ola of Friday. Velo Olas Chol B'yontif. And not only that, the same din applies on Yontif, which means that only the Ola that is specifically for Yontif, and the mitzvah of that Ola is on this day of Yontif, that Ola is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach. But not a Karban which has nothing to do with Yontif. It just happens to be that it's Yontif. So for example, if you have Kodshim Shenifsalu and you want to burn them, and there's a mitzvah to burn them, but you cannot burn them on Yontif because the Torah only allows Sreifa of the Olas Yontif, but not of an Olas Chol. And these other Karbanos have nothing to do with Yontif, or any sort of Hegdesh that became possible has nothing to do with Yontif, and therefore if it's not a Yontif Tikka Sreifa, then you're not allowed to burn these Kodshim. Rava Omar, Omar Kro, Rava has a different Pasuk. Hu Levado Yeyasa Lachem. The Torah, in the Parsha of Yontif, says that you're allowed to do a malacha for the sake of ochel nefesh. And there's an extra word here in the pasuk. It says, hu levado yasolachem. And the word hu is a superfluous word that we're using for an exclusion. Hu velo machshirin. So this is a gigantic machlokas tanoim. And Rav is reflecting the shita of Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that you're allowed to sharpen a knife on Yontif if you needed to cut the meat, or a shochet knife if you needed to shecht the animal on Yontif. But the Chachamim say no. Hu velo machshirin. To sharpen a knife, that's not a meleches ochel nefesh. The meleches ochel nefesh is later when you slaughter the animal. That's called the meleches ochel nefesh. But the machshirin, which means these are preparatory actions, that's excluded. And that's what we're going to get from the word hu. Now Rava darshins the extra word levado. It could have said Yeosa Lochem. It didn't have to say who, it didn't have to say levado. Is levado velo mila shelo bismana? In other words, the malach that you do on Yontif has to be related to Yontif itself. And if, for example, Mila, the eighth day of Mila falls out on Yontif, then that's the mitzvah of that day. And that mitzvah now will be fulfilled on Yontif. But if you have a Mila shelo bismana, so you already passed the eighth day of Mila, and now this Mila has nothing to do with Yontif per se, is then you're not going to violate Yontif for the sake of a mitzvah that's not related to that day itself. And then Rava adds, the Asya Kalvachomer. And now we could derive from a Kalvachomer all the cases of Kodshim Shenifsalu. I mean, if Mila, which is a Chiyuv Kares, I mean, Mila is on such a high level, and yet Mila does not override the Yontif if it's not the Mila of Yontif, it's Shalom Bismana, then how much more so with regard to burning Kodshim Shenifsalu, which have nothing to do with Yontif at all, just happens to be on Yontif, certainly we will not allow that kind of burning of Kodshim Shenifsalu on Yontif. Rav Ashi Omer, he has another pasuk. Every Amora has its own drasha. It says Shabbos Shabboson, which means that the Torah is talking about the Yontif of Sukkos, and the Rav Ashi says the following. We're now on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Asay. And what the Torah is telling me is that avoid malach on Yontif, not just because it says lotasu kol malach, which is a lotaseh, but in addition it says shabbosam, which means you have to rest on Yontif. And havi le Yontif, that puts Yontif in a separate category of an essay and a losas. It's both a positive and a negative command. V'ein essay doche es losas eviesay. And now you have a mitzvah to burn kodshim shenifsalu, but that's only a mitzvah say, and a mitzvah say does not override both a losas say and an essay. Now this gemara is a pella. What does gemara mean? Essay doche etc. There's no doche over here. You're not overriding Yontif. You're allowed to light a fire on Yontif. So let's say, for example, you have Truma Tmeah, which we said is a mitzvah of Sreifa. We have to burn it. Or for that matter, Kodshim Shenifsalu. What's the essay in Losas over here? So this is a subject of Tosvis, which begins on Amud Aleph over here. I'm sorry, on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, and continues here on Chav He Amud Aleph. And we have to understand that somehow Rav Ashi understood that this Sreifa of Kodshim Shenifsalu is completely removed from the category of Ochel Nefesh. It means that Rav Ashi understood that there is, in theory, a malach of Havara on Yontif, just that for the sake of Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to engage in that malacha. But in these cases, where he's burning it for the sake of Kodshim, that's not considered maleches Ochel Nefesh. And that's what the Gemara is going to analyze here in the next part of the sugya. He says, "Biyontif hu diaser habachol shapir dummy." He says that if you want to use shemen tmeya, the Gemara is going to ask the following. We said that ein madlikim b'shemen sreifa biyontif. It means that you could use shemen sreifa on a regular Shabbos if it wasn't yontif. And why is that? are you allowed to benefit, right? The whole mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is to benefit from the Ner. And now you're lighting it because it's Shemen Sreifa. And the Torah commands you in a mitzvah of Sreifa. Are you allowed to benefit from the light? I mean, the whole mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is to benefit from the light. Are you allowed to benefit from the light when you burn Truma Tmeya? So on Yontif, we're going to say this is a separate Isur of Sreifas Kodshim. And Truma Tmeya is part of that Isur of Sreifas Kodshim. We're going to derive from one of the various derivations. But what about a Friday, a regular Friday of Yom Chol? We're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa as a Ner Shabbos. How could that possibly be? What benefit is he allowed to have? And the Gemara is going to answer, Eino Chinami, that at the time that you're burning the Shemen Sreifa, you're allowed to benefit from it. That's going to be the next Gemara here on Daf Chafeim and Alf, which Mirtz Hashem will try to cover tomorrow. So we'll stop here.